I'm Macy.
And I'm Aleri, and we're going to have a little chat about the music industry and our experiences as artists.
Yes. Well, firstly, how are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Good. Running a little bit late today, but apparently musicians are notorious.
Musicians are, yeah, literally. But yeah, this is really cute, actually. Yeah, I'm really excited. And obviously, we kind of know each other a little bit. And like, obviously, like country singer and then pop.
Yeah, country and pop.
It's really nice.
They're a good crossover. Like, I do a little bit of pop sometimes, and like, it all sort of blends in genres. So maybe how did you get started like into the music industry? Because I feel like I've known you for a while from like Forte and things.
Yeah, we've known each other probably now for about, I don't know, like, was it 5 years maybe?
Yeah, probably.
4 years, 5 years. Yeah, so like, obviously before like Forte, I started off like quite young. So I think I was about 9 when I realised I wanted to do music full-time, which is a really young age to realize that, I think. But yeah, I just entered like competitions in schools, and I always wanted to be a dancer before being a singer, so I was like doing my ballet lessons and stuff, you know, and all that. And then I entered a competition, and then I ended up winning it, and I was like, oh, okay, like maybe this could be fun, like being a singer. Obviously didn't have a clue about the genre or anything, so I was just like in Price Tag by Jessie J out all the time. I sung it in every competition I was in.
Good song.
And then from the age of like 11, I started going into like recording studios.
Oh wow.
And like really writing young. Really young, you know, looking back. And obviously I'm 23 now, so quick maths. Is that like 12 years nearly? Oh wow. Yeah. 12 years. That's crazy. And then obviously just grew up around the music, like the circuit and stuff. Yeah. So like I used to do a lot of like pubs and stuff, and you know, like cover stuff, which is obviously great. And then realised that I just wanted to write music then at about the age of I would say like 13.
Oh wow, that's really, really. I think I started writing about 13 as well.
So it's like a nice age to kind of.
You have all these big feelings as a teenager, and you're like, channel these.
Literally. And like, obviously, being in school at that point, being so young, doing music, a lot of like my friends at the time was a bit like, what are you doing? Like, this is different. Like, why are you not just studying your maths? Like, I was like sneaking out to go to like the studio and stuff. And yeah, I think I just found the love for it then from a really young age.
Wow.
And I've just keep pushing. Just I kept pushing
That's
forward.
Amazing. Like, so to know so young as well, like I feel like I sort of maybe did, but like I was quite focused on school and just like doing other things. I wanted to be an actor for a while.
Literally.
Again, I wanted to be a dancer. I did ballet as well. And I actually did a degree in musical theatre and acting and everything like that.
I didn't know this about you.
Yeah,
it's
interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did that, and part of that I got to go to North Carolina in the States to do like part of the third year. Do you remember?
I remember you saying something. Yeah, but
and
that's
I just heard a lot of music out there, and I kind of already been writing like my like tragic emo feelings out on a guitar, as most teenagers tend to do. So it kind of started there. And then when I finished uni, we did like a bit of songwriting for the last musical that we did before like graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I actually really love the writing, and I just wanted to like work with the musical director the whole time. I was like, I don't even want to be in this play, like I just write it. I just want to be like behind the thing. Obviously I love performing as well, so
yes, of course.
I feel like I use like all of the things I've learned and put them together to be an artist, and there's a lot of skills you need, isn't it?
Literally, like I love that. Yeah, definitely. And like you said, I did a bit of musical theatre back in the day as well, and I still do dip in and out now because I feel like it's good for the vocal cords.
Definitely.
You know, like getting up there like soprano. And then obviously like I went through school still like realizing that I wanted to be in the music industry and wanted to like pursue it as a career. And then I think I got to college, and like that was like the last like straw for me, because I was like, I just don't want to be you. I was like, I don't want to be in college. I didn't want to go to uni, really. I just knew like that you know, music was what I wanted
to
do.
Awesome. I think
so. That was scary. It was very scary, you know, because I seen all my friends going off to like uni and stuff, and I was like, do I just take the jump and just kind of just throw myself into it? And I was like, why not?
Do it. And like, the best thing is about that is that you can always go back like 20 years time and like do a random course in something else if you decide that's what you want to do. You know?
Exactly.
Like I went back and did a master's in songwriting when years after I finished uni, because I was like, well, I just want to do this now, and like I might as well have some practice at it.
Yeah.
Have some access to studios, like find out a bit more about like producing and Logic. And definitely not a music producer.
Yeah, me either.
No interest.
Oh, no,
but I like knowing a little bit.
Just knowing like basics.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really annoying, because I wish, like, you know, looking back, I kind of went into that a bit more, you know, like the logic and like producing. But then I'm just like, I just want to write the songs and just perform on stage. Like, I don't know if you feel the same. Yeah, definitely. So
no, I had, when I was producing my last album, my two producers, Dan and Millie, were like, oh, they were doing something with like drum sounds and they were both like arguing over like, no, it should sound like this. And I was like, I can't really tell the difference here, guys. Like, just make it sound good.
Just make it sound pretty.
I just don't care enough about production to, like, get involved that way. So, yeah, that's what I knew.
Literally. And that was the thing, obviously, like, being really young going into studios. Like, half the time I'd be like, what's going on? They take, like, hours to, like, do a track. And I didn't get it at the time, obviously. I was just like, I went in there just to sing, the, like, the vocals. But, you know, 11-year-old me was, like, bored at the back of the studio thinking, oh, when is he going to be finished with my track? But like, now, like, obviously, I appreciate, like, everything that goes into it because it's so much work, isn't it? Like, it's crazy just to produce one track. Like, it's just crazy.
So how have you found, like, releasing music? Because you've done, like, a few EPs now. I think I can't remember where you... I think you started with Cinema. I do remember that song.
Oh, yeah, Cinema. Yeah, my little baby. Yeah, so that was obviously, like, my first ever release, which I think was just after lockdown or before lockdown.
I don't even know. I've been before.
Yeah, 2019 maybe, just as we were, like, creeping into it. Yeah, so I released Cinema and then... I just kept writing and then I just wanted to release like every week, which like, you know, obviously, I've just like released loads of tracks since then and I've released two EPs, Words for Love and obviously Third Person Now, which came out last year, which was really fun. And I think just like writing with different people just made like all these songs. And I was just like, I just want to release them, you know, which obviously is a good thing. And sometimes looking back, I'm like, oh, why did I release that track at that time? But, you know, it is what it is now. Like, it's done. But, yeah, and, like, album as well. Your album. Like, amazing. How was the process?
So, it's actually my second album. Yeah. I released one in 2019. Like you, I released a few EPs before that. I think my first EP, like, getting into that, I didn't really know that you could just release an EP because I just assumed it to be signed and all that sort of thing.
Literally.
And then I saw someone at a gig and they were like, oh, I'm releasing an EP. And I was like, how do you do that? I think it was Danielle Lewis, if you remember. So she was releasing this EP and I was like, oh my God, I'm just going to do it. Like, apparently you don't need anyone else, but obviously you like kind of do, but you don't.
But you don't, yeah, independent.
But so fast forward, like however many years that is, and I'm not as good as maths as you, apparently. I released my second album just this last year, back in October. It was a really fun process. I worked with new producers, so I've worked with a lot of different producers. I think I worked with like almost someone different on every EP. I cut a couple of them. I think Lee was amazing. I stayed with Lee for like my first album and a couple of EPs. I was just sort of ready to work with new people and explore things. And I went to write a song with Millie Blooms and her husband, Dan Fry, in their studio in Monmouth. And we were like, let's just write a song, see what happens. I didn't even know she was a producer, like, or like, I knew she'd like done a bit and I didn't really understand like the full extent of like, she's a full-blown music producer. I was like, amazing, cool. And she was showing me stuff she'd worked on with other artists. We ended up writing Snake Like You, which was the first single off the album. I was just like, I literally rang like my manager Rich and I was like, these guys are like producing my album, like I've decided, here we are, we're just gonna do it now. So it kind of all came from there, and that was like 2-3 years ago.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And I wrote a few with other people and just sort of brought them in, and they had such a good like hand in like arranging it. And you know, that I'd come with like maybe 3/4 of a song and then we'd be like, what if we like change that bit? So they had a massive hand in that as well.
Yeah, and I think that's really important, you know, like collabing with people. That like, I love it. I don't know about you, like obviously you can write a track on your own and then be like, I just need something else. There's like something missing. And then all of a sudden you like work with someone and it just all comes together and you're like, that's it. Like,
I think it's a lot quicker when you write with other people. Like, I used to be very much like, no, if it's my song, I have to write it by myself. No, I'm not going to like write with other people. And I did a bit of it in uni and I was like, oh, other people are just driving me nuts. I can't work with anyone. I'm a diva. Like, no. No, I think, and it's just finding the right people that you really click with.
100%.
But I love co-writing now and I kind of rarely do writing on my own now, which is
literally
the other way around.
Definitely
love collaboration.
And like, that's so important, you know, like just collab with as many people as you can. I guess. And just and like you said, like there's tracks that sometimes I go into a studio and I'm like, oh, I'm not sure if this song's going to be released, and then all of a sudden, like in a couple of months, it's out there and it's like one of my favorites. Like, I don't know if you get like that. You're like, oh, I'm not sure, like, sit on it for a while and then like, yeah, okay, let's just release it and see what happens. And then I love, yeah.
I think it's so, like, depending on how you feel, like, I've written songs where I'm like, oh, it's all right. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I'll, like, show it to someone. And they're like, that's, the best song you've ever written. And you're like, yeah, is it?
I know.
And then you listen again and you're like, okay. Or, like, other songs that, like, were never going to be singles off the album ended up being singles. Because in the studio, we, like, completely shifted something. And I was like, actually, this is a bop. This needs to be like the number one single or like on the album. And
kind of, it's always them ones, isn't
funny,
it?
Funny, isn't it?
It
and
is
then other ones you like, I love the song, and then you just can't quite get right.
Get, right,
so it's
get
really
it right.
Funny, yeah.
It is. It is like obviously like Swear Down was just like a single out there, one of my singles. Yeah. And when we wrote it, I was like, oh, I don't know. Like it's quite different to what I do usually because obviously like I'm pop and like you know I. That poppy princess kind of vibe. And then like I released it and then that track got like played on Radio One and I was like, wow, like what? Like it's crazy, isn't it? Like you said, them tracks you just don't realise.
Yeah. That's like, amazing as well, because I feel like Swear Down is such a Welsh thing to say. So if that was on Radio One, people in like England would be like, what?
Oh, literally, right, because I've got a funny story. So when I wrote the track, I was working with Ollie Marland and he lives in America. Awesome. So we were on like Zoom. And I was like, I've got this idea and it's called Swear Down. So like the chorus was like, Swear Down, nothing feels whatever. And he was like, sorry, but like, what does Swear Down mean? I was like, what do you mean? What does Swear Down mean? Like, I didn't realise that no one else knew. So I had
really
to explain
funny.
Then. It means like, I promise for people that don't know what Swear Down means.
Yeah, it's like 100% Swear Down. Like, yeah.
Swear
I
Down.
So I think it's quite a Newport thing maybe as well.
I think so. I'm not even from Newport, but yeah, so.
That's really funny. Oh, I've had something similar. Like we were writing a song and it was like me and this other girl. I think it was for her EP. And then we were writing it with this like slightly older man and she said something like left on read as in like on your phone and he was like what like left on read and we were like oh no
on
it
read
means, like you've seen it and you haven't so yeah it's funny isn't it like lyrics are quite generational I guess
yeah
well.
literally but yeah so like what's your favorite kind of point in your career I guess or like favorite moment Ooh. Or I know that's a really hard question.
It's probably been like this last year really like I feel like every release I've kind of stepped up something in Definitely. Terms of like promotion or in terms of festivals. It's funny now because this year I'm like I've got an album to promote but last year I had loads of festivals and I was like my album's coming
like, it's like coming
yeah so I guess like you can do it either way around but last year was just a massive like it was kind of like highlight after highlight, really. I think since I started releasing, I think I got on like the Welsh A-list twice. I played like so many festivals in the summer, like all up and down. They all like ended up in like the same week. So I was just driving here, there and everywhere. I couldn't like actually go
to I've seen
to
you travelling quite a bit. I was like, fair play.
Yeah,
love
a lot
that.
Of driving. And that culminated in the album release in October. I got to do a few different shows around that with the full band, which was really, really fun. Hoping to do more. And then I got to support Macy Gray, which was insane.
Yes.
Not quite the same genre as me at all, but it was absolutely amazing. And that was sort of like...
That was probably like
a
highlight,
fluke,
is it?
But yeah, it was definitely a highlight. I'd say it's sort of like... It felt like a fluke, but then I guess it's like all the work that you put in just like puts you forward for the kind of opportunities.
Literally, and you don't realise, do you? Like... all the work that you put it in and you're like, oh, I'm doing all this and nothing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have like an email through and you're like, oh, like
it.
It's
yeah.
changed it now. Yeah. Yeah. It's
yeah,
crazy.
I guess if you had sort of any similar moments to that, obviously playing on Radio One was probably a massive one of them.
Yeah. I think that was definitely like up there. And I literally like cried my eyes out when I had like the message through. Cause I was like, it's everything I've been working towards. And I was like, this is just crazy. And then obviously I played the Principality Stadium in March, I think it was.
Amazing.
And when I had the email through, I thought it was a scam. I was like, sorry. Like, I was in Disneyland at the time. So obviously that was like, a great place to be to receive the email. And I was like, ma'am, I've just like got an email saying they want me to perform at the Principality Stadium. And I was like, me? Like, no, like, surely not. So I was like, okay, cool. And then, yeah, I think like, yes, like all the work before that. And then having that email, like I said, it's like, oh, amazing.
Yeah. It just sort of proves to you that like to keep going
to just keep pushing
it's always
on.
At the moment where you're like oh do you know what maybe this isn't for me like maybe
I
can't do it
and there's so many ups and downs isn't there with the music industry like you know so getting them little tiny like what is it like it's like a stepping stone
yeah a little stepping stone okay,
like
yeah,
going up the ladder I guess and it's like a different step like you know
no I find it's always at the point where you're about to like do you know what I'm just gonna get a job like this is too hard
literally
like I think it was like, I can't remember what year, I think it was 2023. So yeah, last January, mm-hmm. I was like, I'd applied for like a job with like, I think it was like the Music Venues Trust, and okay. then I didn't get it. And I was like, oh no, like they don't even, I can't even get a real job, but I can't do this. And it's so hard. And then like that weekend I got booked to play like one of the festivals I'd been like dying to play, Buckle and Boots up in Manchester. And I was like, no, okay, it's just being redirected back into this.
The universe
I am meant to do this.
Is like listening.
I am meant to. Yeah, literally. Yeah. I kind of.
I believe in all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I do as well.
I do. And it, everyone always like, looks at me weird.
Happen, yeah.
But I'm like, the universe is such like an amazing thing. And like, yeah. like for example, before I played The Principality, I had an interview with Scott Quinnell on BBC Radio Wales. Amazing. And he was like, what's your like dream venue? I was like, well, I live in Wales. Like, of course, I'd love to play The Principality Stadium, like laughing it off. And then like a couple of weeks later, I had that email through and I was like, what?
That is amazing. Yeah, I think like manifesting.
Like, you just talk it out loud. Like
it is. And I think like, it's that, and it's like putting that belief in yourself that you can do it. So whether it's like magic or like some like higher power or like whatever it is, I do think there's something, and yeah. we just maybe don't quite understand how it all works, but sometimes it works out.
Roll up, the show's about to start. Grab your ticket, 'cause it's gonna steal your heart. Charming snakes and fortune tellers, traveling lovers trying to sell us. I got the real thing. I always make magic with you. I always make magic with you. So need no other man with his sleight of hand. All the quits with his bad box of tricks. Smoking mirrors make it clear. I always make magic with you. Hold up, how'd you make me feel so sure? I got my ticket for my Mr. Mystery tour. Smoking nights and fire kisses. I don't need no genie wishes, 'cause I got the real thing. I always make magic with you. I always make magic with you. Don't need no other man with his sleight of hand. All the quits with his bad box of tricks. Smoke and mirrors make it clear. I always make magic with you. I always make magic. I always make magic. I always make magic with you. I always make magic. I always make magic. The lion's tame, best up his gate. Biggest starter, pack his cards, it's all for show. Baby, don't you know, I always make magic with you. Oh, I always make magic. I always make magic with you. I always make magic. I always make magic.
Oh, your favourite venue.
Favourite venue. I was going to say, there's probably a show I did. That's a good question. There's always like different ones. I did like a tour around Germany and the Netherlands and somewhere else, Belgium, couple of years ago. And it was just like living room tours for people in people's rooms. We did like a So Far Sounds for one of them. But the rest were just kind of like just booked in people's rooms. And we had this tour manager who was amazing and really thought of like little unusual spaces to gig. And it was really unexpected. We played like this village in like South Germany that mm-hmm. was like completely in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, do you know what? This is going to be like a bit shit.
Like, Germany, there's no like, one. That's crazy though.
That's cool. So I was like, no one's going to like come. It's just someone's house. It was such a small village that I feel like everyone in the village came. And it was like, the room was probably this size.
Yeah.
But it was full of people. It was completely unplugged, acoustic gig. You could literally hear a pin drop. And I think we put like a hat around at the end of the night and people were chucking in like euro. And like, we made more money than I've like made from paid gigs.
Literally.
So it was mental.
That's crazy.
And yeah, not quite a venue, but just like one of the most like, I feel like when your expectations are like not that high. It's like, oh wow, you've suddenly been like surprised so much by this. So,
yeah,
that was a really cool
one. So cool. I love that.
Yeah, obviously all the festivals and things. But
of course.
It's always those little moments that you're unexpected.
Yeah, like the little tiny moments, and they're just so like, they're so special, aren't they? So
absolutely.
Yeah.
So have you got any plans for the next couple of years? How are you? How are you finding it with releasing? Is it quite stressful for you, or do you love releasing? I know you mentioned you just can't wait to get stuff out sometimes.
Yeah, and I think obviously releasing is quite expensive to be a musician as well, isn't it? Like, you know, so I am working on stuff, but last year I obviously released quite a bit of music.
Yeah.
So I think this year I'm just going to focus on playing that music to people.
I think that's so important as well, and I'm in a really similar spot with like having just released an album. Part of me is like, oh, next thing, I want to write some more, I want to get more out. But like, I think there's something really special about like, actually, I'm going to enjoy this music that I've just put out.
Yeah.
Because not everyone has heard it for like 3 years. Like, I've obviously been listening to it.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? All the time.
No one else has.
No one else has.
I saw something on like Instagram the other day that said, like, even if a million people have heard your song, there's so many more people that haven't. So like, it's always new to someone. So like, to keep pushing like the music that you've released, because it's still like just as valid even like a couple of years after.
Literally, yeah. And like, obviously, like my set has changed a little bit now because of the EP, but I still keep like some of my favorite tracks in, you know. And like, even though they're like 3 years old, or you know, but then like Beyonce keeps Crazy in Love in her set. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not to be a hit yet.
No,
it'll be a hit one day.
But yeah, so that's my plans this year. And talking about albums, I'm actually just writing towards an album now, because I feel like it's the right time, I guess. And
yeah, I like, think trying stuff out with EPs, like I always like change my sound slightly on EPs, and then I'm like, okay, I've decided now and I'll do an album.
Yeah, literally. Kind of, and I think it's like, it's really important not to put yourself in a box as well, like you know, like obviously like our genres, like country pop, like your country slash pop, like very much like that. And I feel like, yeah, like you said, writing different things and just not being in a box with like your genre.
Yeah,
and I feel like we can both experiment with that, because you know, we do like a little bit of pop and stuff.
Yeah, because you had what was the track? It was quite like Lana Del Rey. I think it was Smoking Gun.
Smoking Gun. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then your next track was different, and I was like, I actually really like.
Yeah.
You're sort of still finding like.
Yeah.
Your sound.
I was still
finding.
Yeah. 100%. And I feel like, obviously, I play with a band now, same as you. So like, tracks you hear on Spotify will sound different live, because it's more of like that bandy kind of, which I love, because I'm like, people, you know, there's like, there's something for everyone. Then that's what I kind of like to do with my music, because I'm like, you know,
and for yourself, you know, you've got to kind of mix it up a little bit. And
100%, and like working with like loads of different people, you know, on that day, if I decide to go down a darker route, I'll just go with that, because I feel like, you know, that's what happened that day. And then I guess definitely. So I feel like, just don't put yourself in a box and kind of just experiment, which I feel like we both
well.
do.
Yeah. No, I love it. And I think like, my favorite artists, like I love Ed Sheeran, and I think he's really talented, but he could be like on a folk night, on a rap night, on a pop night, like,
so
like
good.
It's just so versatile.
And, yeah, and I love that.
Yeah, I love sort of bending genres. I heard like Lana Del Rey's doing a country album. I literally saw just before I came in.
Love
so
that.
It's cool.
It's so cool. And yeah, like obviously Dua Lipa as well. Like, she obviously experiments with her sounds as well, which I love. And obviously like, Dua Lipa's a queen. Like, I love her.
Absolutely.
She's like, yeah, but yeah, it's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Too much, oh no, don't you go, gonna make you stay. And I don't wanna freak you out, but you're all that I think about. I swear down, nothing feels so good as when we're staying out. Sweet talk in the morning into turning round, so we never have to call it a day. Nothing feels so, swear down, nothing feels so good as when we're staying out. Sweet talk in the morning into turning round, so we never have to call it a day. Nothing feels so good.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, what is maybe your top tip for being a musician?
Oh, that's very important. I would say, learn like every part of it you can. So like learn, like obviously singing, performing, learn a bit of production, learn a bit of like promoting yourself, learn marketing, learn social media, like on a surface level, and then decide like, okay, I like doing this.
Yeah.
I hate doing production, which is me. I'm going to find a good producer to work with. Or like, I hate doing social media, I'm going to find a social media person to work with. And then you can kind of find your team out of like that. But I would say try it all and work out like what you want to pay someone else to do, essentially.
Definitely. That's a really good answer. I love that.
How about you? What advice would you give?
I would probably say do as much as you can, like yeah, a little bit, yeah, like what you said, really. So obviously try everything and try and say yes to everything, yeah, as well. Like, not all the time, don't get me wrong, but you know, if opportunities come, like really try and show up for them, because I feel like coming up as a musician, like it's really important just, yeah, to like show up and be there, and yeah, and just like work with as many people as you can as well. I guess that's,
yeah,
like a massive thing.
I think
thing.
That's a really, yeah, really good one.
Whether that's songwriting, PR, like for example, you've got like your PR company, Monday, yeah, Media, and like I've worked with you guys, you're amazing.
Thanks.
But like obviously, like, you know, just try and work with as many people as you can and just build contacts, I guess.
Yeah, I think that we're both sort of saying like build your team up and,
yeah,
work out how to do that.
Yeah.
I'd also say like, probably believe in yourself, and it's really, really hard sometimes, but like keep the faith that it'll come.
Definitely.
And keep pushing and keep enjoying it, because if you're not enjoying it,
and no, as soon as you stop enjoying it, you know, yeah, yeah, that's it.